Hi everyone. Today I attended a service at Southwark Cathedral for the victims of the Rwandan genocide. It's 19 years today. There was an investigative journalist there, an author. Her name's Professor Linda Malvin, and she's the author of two books, one called Conspiracy to Murder and the other, The Rwandan Genocide, People Betrayed. I'm going to read her notes. It was two echoey in the cathedral to be able to record it, but I wanted her words to be heard. So this is what she wrote. Today, on Saturday, the 9th of April, 1994, all over the city of Kigali, there were people fleeing in terror to churches, to schools, to hospitals, and to wherever they saw the blue United Nations flag, which was where peacekeepers were billeted. In Gikondo, a parish in the capital, the whole area was sealed off as gendarmes and militia moved systematically from house to house looking for Tutsis in order to kill them. Gikondo's red brick church, part of a large Catholic mission, was filling with people. The church in Gikondo was run by Polish Palotti priests and nuns and was set in terraced gardens surrounded by eucalyptus trees. On Saturday morning, April 9th, gendarmes came to search the compound, saying they were looking for Tutsi. There were people hiding there beneath floors, in cupboards and in the rafters. There were an estimated 500 people in the church and the priests organised a mass. As it got underway, there was a sound of shooting and exploding grenades. There was a sudden noise as two presidential guards and two gendarmes burst into the church. They were followed by the Interahamwe militia, a witness recalled. The militia began slashing away with machetes. They were hacking at the arms, legs, genitals, breasts, face and necks. Some people were dragged outside and beaten to death. The killing in the church lasted 2 hours. Then the killers walked slowly among the bodies, looting and finishing off the wounded. There was a pile of identification cards with the ethnic designation of Tutsi, which was set alight in an attempt to eradicate all evidence that these people had ever existed. The genocide of the Tutsi of 1994 was now well underway. Far from trying to conceal what was happening, the perpetrators and organisers of the genocide of the Tutsi remained secure in the knowledge that there would be little international condemnation and no interference. In the killing in Rwanda's churches, some victims had tried to reach the altar, believing no one could possibly commit murder on such a sacred place. Some of the killers told their victims that God had abandoned the Tutsi. For almost a century, the church had been an integral part of Rwandan life. Bishops, priests and nuns, both Rwandese and foreign, were involved in Rwanda's politics. In some churches, the anti-Tutsi racist ideology was preached from the pulpit. At Marumbi, it is estimated that 40,000 people were killed after seeking sanctuary at the Hilltop Technical College. Marumbi is now one of Rwanda's six national memorial sites. No one will ever know the exact death toll. Bodies were left all over the school grounds and field in the buildings. Piles of corpses were thrown into drainage trenches or bulldozed into pits. There is a caretaker, Emmanuel Magangira. He unlocks the doors of the classrooms and dormitories. They are filled with human remains. His family was killed here. His wife, his five children, the eldest 13 years old. His eight brothers and sisters. Survivors were pursued everywhere. Those who tried to hide in banana plantations were hunted down, and sometimes the plantations were cleared to deny even this possibility. The wounded who sought medical help found killers waiting for them in clinics and hospitals. Some doctors and nurses were accomplices to genocide. Thousands of victims believe the guarantees given to them by government officials who urged them to congregate together to ensure their safety. In the west of Rwanda, the Gatwaro football stadium was offered as a refuge. Once in the stadium, no one was allowed to leave and the water was cut off. The killing began on 18th of April with grenades thrown into the crowds and machine gun fire coming from the surrounding hills. The militia then came onto the football pitch afterwards to make sure there were no survivors. it is estimated that some 2,500 families were entirely wiped out on this playing field. In Butare, the militia arrived by bus from the capital and stayed in local hotels near the airport. Soldiers rounded up students in the university cafeteria and took those with Tutsi identity cards to the arboretum to be shot. A countless number of people were drowned in rivers and lakes, which were also used to dispose of rotting bodies. The evidence of genocide was there for the world to see as bloated bodies were swept downstream and out of Rwanda to emerge in the rivers and lakes of neighbouring countries. He tells me, those who perpetrated the genocide sometimes say that nothing happened here. Rest in peace.